The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about the HSE not being given funding to tackle vaping or nicotine pouch addiction under current quit smoking programmes. This, despite an increase in people apparently trying to quit e-cigarettes or nicotine pouches, having never smoked tobacco. Professor Luke Clancy is with me, Director General of the Tobacco Free Research Institute Ireland. Luke, should we be spending money on getting people off vapes and nicotine pouches?
Good afternoon. Well, we should, but I'm not really saying that the way to do that or the best way to do that is by a treatment of smoking cessation. What we found with smoking was that the best ways were price, banning of advertising, banning smoking in places, and cessation. But all of these make a packet. So what's the difficulty with vapes and nicotine is that it's quite difficult to know how you would treat if you were dependent on that. But there are so many other things that we're not doing that we should do first, and then we'd have something. Because most countries have tried to get their children not to use nicotine and not to use vaping, and to ban them and ban advertising and additions to them. But we did very little until recently, and we've paid the price.
And what is that price?
The price is that our children are addicted to nicotine. Cigarette smoking fell before we had any of these new devices or alternative devices, and has stopped falling, even though it's lower than it was, greatly lower than it was 20 years ago. It hasn't really fallen in the last 4 or 5 years. And with our adults, smoking has actually gone up despite widespread availability and use of these. So addiction to nicotine itself, quite apart from smoking, is harmful. It causes less cancer, probably, but it causes the same cardiovascular effects, same effect on your heart and your blood vessels and your blood pressure, and it affects your breathing. So there's kind of a notion, and it's because people allowed the framing of this problem as if because smoking is so bad and kills half of the people who use it, that anything would be better than that. And then you have a notion that, oh, we have a new thing that's not as bad as smoking. It doesn't kill half the people who use it. So they should all use it. And particularly when you're talking about children, nicotine affects the brain of young children and while they're developing. It affects their performance in school. It affects their job opportunities.
Okay.
It makes them more likely to smoke. So there's a lot of trouble. And this has happened now. We've recently surveyed young people and find that about 16% of people at 16 are regularly using vape or e-cigarettes. And that means they're addicted to them. And the smoking rate, it didn't reduce, and not a single one of them. When we did this, we started doing this in 2015, and at that time, 3% of the children said that they had started e-cigarettes to try and stop smoking. When we did it now in 2024, none of them said that they started vaping to stop smoking.
Yeah.
So that's a nonsense in itself.
Okay.
They are nevertheless addicted.
Yeah.
And that is a problem in itself.
Let me bring in Tom Gleeson, who's a trustee of the New Nicotine Alliance Ireland. Tom, have you some of the same health concerns about vapes and about nicotine pouches and whether we should spend money, public money, on getting people off them?
Well, it's taxpayers' money we're going to spend here, so let's spend it where it's most effective, and that is getting people off of combustible cigarettes. We seem to have completely lost the plot and are now ignoring smoking. I even get the impression they prefer if we were smoking.
Sorry, why would you get that impression?
I'll tell you why. Because Luke Clancy there just emphasised the fact that so many kids are now vaping. He didn't mention how many of those kids were smoking, and this is in his own ESPAS survey. It was 2.6%. We have a smoke-free generation.
That's
We've
not
done
true.
It. We should be better.
No.
Luke, it's literally from your own survey.
I know what you're quoting is the people who daily say they smoke cigarettes.
Correct. Exactly.
Yes. Well, that's not what I said. What I said is that people, the children, ESPAD, comparing like with like, between 19 and 24, we found that 12%, 11.7% number of children who regularly smoke have smoked in the last 30 days. That is no smaller than it was several years ago. And it is very misleading to think or to suggest that I don't care about smoking. But that is one of the reasons I care about vaping. We have shown, and others have shown, that you're three times as likely to start smoking if you use vapes. And that's, now there may be any kind
you
of...
You haven't shown any such thing, Luke. You have asserted such a thing, but that's not a demonstration of anything.
Please don't correct me.
I am correcting you because you're wrong.
Tom.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Tom, sorry. Okay, listen, if we're descending to the point of just you're wrong, I'm going to have to intervene. Is it really, Tom, sorry, no, Tom, let me ask a question. Is it really your starting position, the premise of your argument that Luke Clancy and others advocating this space would prefer young people to be smoking?
Well, they're certainly doing a good job of misinforming the public as to the relative risk between the products.
No,
most people now.
No.
Let me finish. Most people.
Well, no. Answer, Tom. No. Answer the question I actually ask. Answer the question I actually ask.
Well, what does it look like to you? I mean, he has clearly.
Do you want me to answer that question honestly? I think somebody has lost their marbles, Tom, if they think that Luke Clancy would prefer young people smoke than use vapes or nicotine pouches.
But I didn't say he would prefer. I said you would get the impression. He would prefer. And now we're arguing in semantics and this is becoming ridiculous. Look, let's get back to the point.
Yeah, okay. Tom, you know what? I'm delighted you acknowledge how ridiculous the very first thing you said was. So now, let's get back to the point. Do you think there's any value in spending public money on getting people off vapes or nicotine pouches?
I don't think there is, genuinely. We have let's tell the truth. Quitline is underfunded as it is. And I don't blame them for looking for more money. I don't think they'll turn anybody away. If I ring up Quitline in the morning and say I want to quit vaping, I'm damn sure they'll help me. I don't think they'll turn me away. But I don't think that we should fund them and divert resources into quitting vaping while smoking is still at 17%.
Luke, what about that argument?
That's clear and present danger.
Yeah. Luke, you acknowledge it yourself, you know, that the numbers of people smoking, it had been on the way down, it had plateaued. Given that it's plateaued, given there are people out there listening to this with a cigarette in their hands, is that where the focus, first and foremost, should be?
I think that's where the focus is. Those are the services that the HSE do, and they work. However, just remember that in 2018, 17% of the adult population in this country were smoking. There was no restriction on e-cigarettes. Now, in 2025, it's 18%. E-cigarettes have made no impact overall on the smoking. That's not to say that it's not possible that it helps people, some people. But it is not the answer to our cigarette problem. And it's terribly not the answer to young people smoking. Young people were really giving up smoking. And now we find that they're taking up e-cigarettes before smoking. And we have shown, despite what your caller said, we have shown that you are three times as likely to take up smoking if you start with vaping. That's a fact. The other thing I want to stress is that the grounds keeps changing because the tobacco industry, who are really behind all nicotine products, weren't always, but are increasingly. They keep shifting, and now they're getting our young people onto pouches, which are in themselves addictive. There's no smoke here. They probably won't cause cancer, except We don't know that because there isn't enough time. But we do know that they're addictive. And we do know that that will increase the likelihood that they'll smoke. And even if they didn't, it's bad in itself for them. So we should put our efforts into prevention. That's really the point I was trying to get, rather than in curing, because we don't have enough information about how successful getting people to stop e-cigarettes and nicotine pouches would be by the health services.
So,
if they could do it, yes.
Tom, is your issue then one just of finite resources, that where resources are limited and you've got to spend it somewhere, spend it on tackling cigarette smoking more than anything else?
Yeah, absolutely. And myself and Luke are in accord on one thing. Prevention is better than cure. We really do need to up prevention with sensible regulation. The primary thing we need to prevent is people smoking. If we divert resources into a moral panic over people vaping or using pouches, we're going to lose that. That's what happened in 2019 when the HSE and Tobacco Control in Ireland decided they would go all out against vaping, which had dropped from, it had dropped by 5 percentage points at that stage. It was down to 17% from 22%. And they got it back up to 19%, and I mean, clap on the back, I don't think.
Tom Gleeson, trustee of the New Nicotine Alliance Ireland, Professor Luke Clancy, General Director of the Tobacco Free Research Institute Ireland. Thank you both very, very much. I think all flavoured vapes should be banned, and let's see how appealing they would be to the young, says Damien. Another says, I was in my local shop yesterday, and on top of the brightly coloured display for nicotine pouches, there was a display box offering free samples with the note, just ask for a free sample. How is this allowed? They wonder. And another asks, where's the evidence to prove that any measure the government have introduced has worked? Between smoking, vaping and smoking weed, the measures have had no effect.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.